2020 was the second hottest year on record in the Arctic. NPR's Rebecca Hersher tells us the federal government's annual Arctic report card has implications for people around the world.
The report card summarizes climate science and ecology for the Arctic each year. In addition to the second hottest average air temperature, there was also less sea ice, warmer ocean water, and more wildfires. Jackie Richter-Menge is a climate scientist at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She's worked on the Arctic report card since it began 15 years ago and says the Arctic is heating up more quickly than expected.
What was a surprise to us was that increased rate of warming, that accelerated rate of warming in the Arctic, which now amounts to about 2 times the rate of warming around the globe.
A hotter Arctic affects everyone, changing weather patterns in the continental U.S. and driving sea level rise around the world. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Boeing is running into trouble as it tries to get its long-grounded 737 MAX up and flying again. Boeing says orders for 88 planes were canceled last month as the MAX jets were being cleared by the FAA to return to full operation later this month. The planes were grounded worldwide for nearly 2 years following two crashes that killed a total of 346 people. The plane's software system is updated, and pilots got additional training. Stocks finished higher on Wall Street today. This is NPR News.
This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coming up on the program, the challenges of fighting the extremely high coronavirus infection rate in the Navajo Nation. That's next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, Republican Lauren Boebert got a crash course on being a member of Congress and met other newly elected lawmakers.
We have a dynamic freshman class, and they are all so inspiring. They are also encouraging.
Ms. Boebert goes to Washington in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Make today the day you support the news and music you depend on with a Colorado Gives Day donation to CPR at coloradogives.org. And thank you for your support. 58 degrees in Denver, 62 in Pueblo, 58 in Colorado Springs, 43 for Grand Junction, 36 in Vail. This is CPR News.